Eva, Krishna Shah, Mukta, Sangha, Param, Rajat. Let's see if you can remember this if we do it responsibly. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Asjiko mahan gunaha.
Asjiko mahan gunaha.
Kirtana deva krishna sha.
Kirtana deva krishna sha.
Mukta sangha parang brajet.
Mukta sangha parang brajet.
Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Asti yeko mahadgunaha.
Asti yeko mahadgunaha.
Kirtana deva krishna sha.
Kirtana deva krishna sha.
Mukta sangha param prajet.
Mukta sangha param prajet.
Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Asti yeko mahadgunaha.
Asti yeko mahadgunaha.
Kirtana deva krishna sha.
Kirtana deva krishna sha.
Mukta sangha param vajet.
Mukta sangha param vajet.
Okay. Kalehe.
Kalehe.
Of the age of Kali.
Of the age of Kali.
Dosha nidahe.
Dosha nidahe.
In the ocean of faults.
In the ocean of faults.
Rajan.
Rajan.
O king.
O king.
Asti.
Asti.
There is.
There is.
He. Certainly.
Certainly.
Ikaha.
Ikaha.
One.
One.
Mahan.
Mahan.
Very great.
Very great.
Gunaha.
Gunaha.
Good quality.
Good quality.
Kirtanat.
Kirtanat.
By chanting.
By chanting.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Krishnasya.
Krishnasya.
Of the holy name of Krishna.
Of the holy name of Krishna.
Muktasangaha.
Muktasangaha.
Liberated from material bondage.
Liberated from material bondage.
Param.
Param.
To the transcendental spiritual kingdom.
To the transcendental spiritual kingdom.
Rajet.
Rajet.
One can go.
One can go.
I don't think we... I don't need that light.
Why not?
No. It's just just going to make it hotter here. So you can... Oh, for the camera.
No, that's fine.
You're right with the camera without the light?
No, yeah.
So translation. My dear king.
My dear king.
Although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. There is still one good quality.
There is still one good quality.
About this age.
About this age.
Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
One can become free.
One can become free.
From material bondage.
From material bondage.
And be promoted.
And be promoted.
To the transcendental kingdom.
To the transcendental kingdom.
So... purport. So after mentioning the innumerable faults of this age of Kali, Shukadeva Goswami now mentions his one brilliant aspect. Just as one powerful king can kill innumerable thieves, one brilliant spiritual quality can destroy all the contamination of this age. It is impossible to overestimate the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Especially in this fallen age. So, Kaler Doshanade Rajan Asjeko Mahatguna. Kirtana Deva Krishna Shah Mukta Sangha Paramvajet. So, Omagana Timuranda Shah Gananjana Shlakya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tesmai Shigurve Namaha. So, this is what Prabhupada was talking about in the class we listened to this morning, remember? Mm. Prabhupada was mentioning that Parikshit Maharaj, is an interesting point about Parikshit Maharaj, showing that a devotee is chuparo. You don't know what that means.
Quiet.
It means be quiet. Yes. It means shut up, basically. So, So Prabhupada was mentioning that Parikshit Maharaj was in an interesting situation. Interesting situation means he's getting ready to die. And this is, you know, this is the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the last canto. So in other words, right after the finishing of the 12th canto, you know, it's finished. Kaput. Boss, you know. And so most of us, if we're confronted with death, we will actually be very self-centered. First of all, there's, if you study the process that most people undergo when they're confronting death, there's actually several different things that happens. First one is denial. Denial means, nah, it's not going to happen to me. The second one is actually, you know, depression. And they can be different orders like this. You know, depression can go first, denial can go later. And then you have, like, I'm going to fight this and defeat death. You know, we all have this conception. And the doctors actually play into this illusion, too, saying, you know, you're going to live, you know, it's going to be very successful. And so anyway, so one is fighting. And so one who works in a hospice, you know what hospice is? Hospice is where they prepare people to die. So they know that people go through these various stages. And therefore, remnant. So therefore they try to get people to the stage of accepting, okay, you're going to go. And then people have to say goodbye to their family. Goodbye, Priya. Goodbye, my dear son. Goodbye, my dear daughter. Like, Ajamil was definitely crying, wasn't he? Narayan. So generally that happens too. Don't leave us. And the family is saying, don't leave us, Aniruddha. Don't leave us. I remember one time I was with one of my godbrothers in the ICU. You know what an ICU is?
What is it?
Yeah. So he was like really at the point of death. And his wife and mother were there. And they were saying, don't leave us. No, please, stay with us. And I was thinking, hell, if he starts to leave his body, I'm kicking these stupid people out of here. I'm chanting Hare Krishna for him. Because if he hears this at the time of death, yam yam vapi smaram babam yajate anti kalevaram, he'll certainly become, you know, a nice lady in his next life. So, therefore, he didn't pass away, fortunately. Otherwise, I would have had to just, like, kill his mother and wife so he could go back to Godhead. Anyway, so, or at least kick them out of the room. So, generally, yeah, at the time of death, we're confronted with all these things. And, you know, it sounds really simple. You know, you're going to die. Okay, Hare Krishna, back to God. But you have to have full faith. Full faith is described by Krishna in the Gita. Abhaya shatva sam shuddhi jnana yoga vyavastuti. You know what that means? The full faith means one has complete freedom from fear. Abhaya, that means like Prabhupada's name, Abhaya, isn't it? Chadanada Vinda. That Prabhupada was completely fearless because he had taken shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. And Abhaya shatva sam shuddhi jnana yoga vyavastuti. And the Bhagavad Gita teaches us, if one is completely convinced of the philosophy, then you can be a bhaya. Just like if you hear about Prabhupada's pastimes of traveling around the world, taking risks, coming to America with nothing except for a few rupees, that's freedom of fear. You understand? The rest of us, we're afraid. Like if we go walking in the park and there happens to be some bunny rabbit that attacks us, you know. Or, you know, whatever. It's dark.
Bunny rabbit.
And we get... Anyway, we experience fear from different circumstances. But Prabhupada was completely fearless. So Parikshit Maharaj was also fearless. The proof is that he was fearless is that he wasn't thinking of himself when he heard these descriptions of Kali Yuga. That's what Prabhupada said in the class. He was thinking of others. Wow, he was thinking, what can all these living entities do? If things are so bad, they're going to, like we were talking about yesterday, they're going to be short, they're going to be eating each other, and the rest of the Bhagavad Gita talks about how there's no vegetables or food, you know, they're starving to death. If people live to 30, they're considered an old man. You know, so what can be done? So he's asking that question, showing the Vaishnava quality of Paraduki and also Tatikshava Kurunika. You know what that means? No. So this is by Kapiladev, Lord Kapiladev. He says, the quality of a Vaishnava is, first of all, Tatikshava. What's Tatikshava mean? Anyone know? Tolerant.
Tolerant.
Merciful. And doesn't mean merciful. No. Karunika is merciful.
Oh.
Yeah. Karunika. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. What does that mean?
Krishna, ocean of mercy.
Ocean of mercy, very good. Dina Bandhu Jagatpate.
See
the soul of the soul. Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radhakanta Namostute.
The Lord of the Gopis?
Yes. It's very good. So, Radhakanta Namostute, I offer my obeisances. Namostute. I offer my obeisances to him. So, anyway, so a devotee is the Tikshava Kurunika. And then the next word in this verse by Lord Kapiladev is Suradasara Dehinam. Does anyone know what that means? Surit? What does Surit mean? Surit means good heart or friend.
Surit.
He's a friend. Surit Sarva Dehinam.
Of everyone?
Of everyone. All living entities. Normally, we're the well-wishers of our family, right? Or people related with skin disease to us. We all have skin disease. You know what skin disease is? What is it?
When you stay in the sun too long.
When what?
When you stay in the sun too long.
Not in this context.
That's not that type of skin disease.
That means when people are connecting with the same skin color.
No. Not just the same skin color, but the family. Deha Patra Kalatradishu Atmashanesha Satvapi. That's described in the Bhagavatam. We think these are our fallibles, so we don't think fallible, these are our soldiers to protect us. Deha Patra Kalatradishu Kalatra means the wife and family, you know, children, they'll protect me when I get older. And anyway, our family. So this is called skin disease. So we tend to favor people who have the same, are in the same family with us, right?
Yes.
Or same ethnicity.
Yes.
Like I was just dealing with one temple, and there was one devotee who we had to discipline, but he's of the same ethnicity as some of the members of the congregation, and they're getting angry at the temple. Because, they're the same ethnicity. From India, Punjabi, anyway. And they were really angry. People get angry. Actually, one time I was in Toronto, I was the GBC of Toronto Temple, and I argued with someone about someone else who was a Rajput. And he was also Rajput. And he said, Maharaj, if you weren't a sannyasi, I'd take you outside and kill you. I said, thank God I took sannyas. You know, oh my God. This is called skin disease. You understand? Or if you say something about someone's child, the parents get really angry. Or if you say something nice, like if I say that Abhirajita and Aniruddha, they're just such wonderful kids. And then Bart will think, oh, what a nice sannyasi he is. That's why politicians, they go around and they kiss children. Did you know that? They take little babies. Yeah. Oh, what a nice baby. And I even have to do that. You know, people give me their babies to hold and cut the hair and everything. And I have to say, what a cute little baby. And the parents say, what a nice sannyasi. If I were to say, that's an ugly baby, then the parents, that would be their enemy for life. Right? You know, so that's called skin disease.
Skin disease.
But if I say someone else's child is ugly,
it's okay.
It's all right. You know, it's a, yeah, the kid's ugly. You know, what can you do? You know, so that's skin disease, isn't it? And I remember when I was young, my mother would tell me, we're the best family. Like everybody else is, just doesn't make it. It's all skin disease, isn't it? So, anyway, so Suradasa Sarvadehinam, we're talking about Lord Kapila and his instructions. So Parikshit Maharaj, yeah, he's basically not thinking of his family at this point. He's thinking of all humanity, which is interesting. Because he understands, not only hearing the predictions of Kali Yuga, but he was the first, basically, victim. Of course, there was the Dharma, the bull, and the cow, like that, were victims. But he was the first human victim of Kali. What do I mean by first human victim? Because he was cursed by Sringi, who actually brought on the age of Kali. Sringi was the son of Samika Rishi, the guy, you know, he put the snake around Samika Rishi's neck, and Sringi was the son who cursed Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj was actually the first victim. So we saw the coming, not only heard from Parikshit Maharaj, I heard from Shukadeva Goswami, but he actually saw the coming of Kali Yuga in his own life. And so, and also another point is, he had the ability to counteract Takshaka, but he didn't do it. Which is interesting. It shows real Tatikshiva, real Vairagya. Mm. So anyway, Suvadasa Sarvadehinam means that he's a friend to all. So he's concerned for all living entities. And the next verse in that, next portion of that verse, is Ajata Shatrava Shanta. That means Ajata, what does Aja mean? What does Aja mean?
Unborn.
Unborn.
Father and unborn.
Ja means the born. It's short for Jayate. Ajata. So the next portion of the verse written or spoken by Lord Kapila, Ajata Shatrava. What is Shatrava?
One who does not have an enemy.
No, Shatrava means enemy. So Ajata Shatrava means one whose enemy is never born. Mm. So Ajata Shatrava Shanta. So Yudhisthira Maharaj was Ajata Shatru, which means he never had an enemy. Mm. Which is interesting. So that's Parikshit Maharaj's position as a Param Vaishnava. He's just simply concerned with everyone, and he doesn't hate anyone. He doesn't even hate Kali. In fact, previously he had given Kali four places to live. What were the four places?
There's gambling, meat eating, illicit sex, and
gold.
Oh yeah,
gold. No. Gold was the fifth place, but
intoxication.
Intoxication. Just like now in America, in many states, I'm not sure if it's California also, that marijuana is legal.
Right, it is here.
For recreational purposes, it's legal.
Yeah.
So,
if you ask them if they smoke the weed and can you drive with them, they're gonna say no. But it's legal.
It's legal. It's completely legal. So, I mean, it's everywhere. Like intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meeting, everywhere, isn't it? Like you look. Even if I was reading this. Biography of Prabhupada, written by Shama Sundar. And Prabhupada was going to all these different holy places, and practically everywhere they went to the holy places, they would have these big Bollywood movie posters of practically naked ladies in India, in the holy places. Like Prabhupada was in Surat, which is a city of devotees, basically. And even if you go to Vrindavan or Mathura, you know, you see these things. And it's so illicit sex everywhere, and intoxication. I mean, even India. You know, you would think, oh, India should be pious. But in India, many people die because they actually try to make their own intoxication in their houses. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They have a still. You know what a still is?
Chemical equipment.
Yeah, it's still distilled. And they make alcohol in their houses. And they, of course, what happens is many times they make the wrong type of alcohol.
Yeah, kind of rubbing.
And there's, you know, there's different types, ethanol, isopropyl alcohol. And they don't really know their chemistry too well. And the whole villages die. All the men in the village die. And in Fiji, which we have a lot of preaching, they have this thing called kava. So the men go to the Ramayan mandali, and then after they chant Ram Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Raghupati Raga, then they drink this kava and they all stand around staring at each other the rest of the night. Not ecstasy. They start talking nonsense. It makes their lips loose. You know, so the lips start moving like this. And talking. It's like Aniruddha sometimes. Aniruddha talks a lot without kava. He's good. No, he's very good. He actually chanted the whole day. Om Mani Padme. So the intoxication. This is India. It's amazing. And then when you have the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, Adityanath, he tries to prohibit bars from the main roads or something like that. People rioting practically. How can he do this to us? And then just recently near our temple in North Carolina, they're making this big giant building. And I asked the devotees, what's this giant building for? And they said, well, it's an ABC store. You know what an ABC store is? Alcohol beverage control. So in North Carolina, the states have to be the ones to sell heavy alcohol. So the state has all these occupations, you know, their businesses. It's called an ABC store. You can look it up, you can Google it. Anyway, so it's amazing. You know, this sex intoxication, gambling is... Do they have a lotto here in California?
Yeah.
The state is even running these things.
Yeah, the state is.
Isn't it? The state is running these things.
Lottery.
Yeah, it's called lotto. And then they have, they have, of course, the Indian reservations in America. They have open up gambling casinos and everything, and you have Las Vegas. You never heard of Las Vegas? Lust Vegas. And Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
So, I mean, shoot, it's everywhere. You can't even go anywhere. Like Prabhupada said, when he was talking about Jamil saw this prostitute in the Shudra embracing. Prabhupada said that was one person they saw then in that age. But here it's everywhere. And you can't avoid it. You just have to, like, close your eyes everywhere, close your ears so you can't hear the music. I mean, it's like gorilla music.
Gorilla music.
I mean, the other night I was trying to sleep, and upstairs it was boom, 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 boom.
Here?
Boom. Here, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, some students up.
Yeah. And people are worshiping dogs instead of. You know, they say a dog is a man's best friend.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So, anyway, so these. These are symptoms of Kali Yuga. So Parikshit Maharaj, having all these different qualities, he says, you know, what can we do about it? And he's reassured here by Shukadeva Goswami. Yeah, it's really bad in Kali Yuga. Kalera Dosha and Hey Raj. And King, it's really bad. It's like an ocean of difficulty. Dosha and Hey. But there's one good quality that actually counterbalances all the bad qualities, and that's simply by chanting the holy name. One can go back to God. But there's chanting the holy name is not just chanting inattentively, but chanting purely. And also you have to hear the holy name from a pure devotee. It doesn't do any good if you go hear the name from some professional singer. Just like in New Orleans one time, we brought in a professional singer to fundraise. you know what fund raise? Not fun, fund raise. There's a difference, fun or fund. He's raising money. So we thought, bring these people in, and everyone hears them, and they'll give tons of money. And they did, actually. But then we discovered, after they did their concert, and they were playing the harmonium and the sitar, whatever it was, and, you know, oh, Govinda, Goranga, Govinda, you know what? Then they got to the hotel, and they said, okay, it's time for the booze. You know what booze is?
Wine.
Not just wine. Vodka, whiskey.
That's stronger.
Wine is pious. Because that, you know, does not wine has very little alcohol. See, yeah. Heavy things, and they actually measure alcohol by what's called the proof system. 100 proof means, basically not 100% alcohol, means 50% alcohol.
Mm.
And so this is really kosher or whatever, or halal. Sometimes devotees do that. But so we shouldn't. We should just simply stick with purity is the force. But utility is the principle, books are the basis. Yeah, but purity is the force. Preacher is the essence. So when hearing the holy names and chanting Kirtanadeva Krishnasya means that sound vibration has to descend from the spiritual world through the lips of a pure devotee. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. So that's really the point. And then we have to chant purely too, not only hear from someone who's chanting purely, but we have to chant with purity, giving up the 10 offenses. You understand? Yeah, so anyway, I'm not going to get into a whole class about the 10 offenses. And also study Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastika to learn how to chant purely.
Mm.
Shikshastika is a lesson in chanting. It's the only thing that Lord Chaitanya basically left us in writing. And so this teaches us how to chant purely. And when we chant purely, Mukta Sangha Parambhajat, we can actually get out of this material world, or at least get liberated within this lifetime that's called Jivan Mukta. So even in this lifetime, we were discussing the other day, even in this lifetime, if you become Krishna conscious, you can perceive Krishna's pastimes with your spiritual television. Remember I talked about that? You can tune in. You don't even need a mobile phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. No computer, no mobile phone. Just like, change the channels in the heart. So, and there's many stories about that, like Srinivasacharya would meditate sometimes on Krishna's pastimes, and he would bring back things from the pastime into the external world. Pretty good, isn't it? He'd be meditating, and then he'd be given a garland or something like that in the spiritual world, and then he'd come back to external consciousness. Whoops.
Oh, sorry about that.
You're going to go.
Anyway, so much for that one. But the garland would still be there from the spiritual world. Or he'd come back from the spiritual world. He would be sitting there, as, you know, and physically sitting there. And he would come back, and then there'd be the smell of sandalwood and Krishna's chatushama, Krishna's lotus feet. Hmm. Pretty good, isn't it?
Hmm.
So that's Krishna consciousness. So, all right, any questions or comments?
Questions.
Yeah, questions, comments.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Marj, can you explain that utility is the, purity is the...
Purity is the force.
Okay, the whole three lines, purity is the force. Utility.
There's four of them.
Oh, four of them, yes, if you can.
Purity is the force.
Okay.
That's
easy
to understand.
That's easy, yeah. Utility.
I don't think utility is the principle, means Yukta Vairagya.
Yukta Vairagya, okay.
Yukta Vairagya is, you know, understanding everything belongs to Krishna, and everything's meant to be used in his service. So I'll get another mala. You break one, you get another one from one of the gopis. It's a gopi. Prabhupada used to address all the ladies as gopis. Anyway, so, utility is the principle. In other words, just being practical about dealing things in this, dealing with things in this material world without getting contaminated.
Mm.
And then books are the basis. I think you understand
that.
Yeah. What was the last one? Books are the basis. Utility is the principle. Purity is the force. There's another one.
Preaching.
Preaching is the essence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, preaching is the essence. I mean, these are pretty easy to understand.
Yeah.
Utility is the principle, is the only one you got to really unpack. Preaching is the essence. In other words, as Krishna says in the Gita, one who teaches the science of Bhagavad Gita to the devotees is most dear to me, nor will there will never be one more dear to me than he or she who teaches Bhagavad Gita. So if you learn Bhagavad Gita and you teach it to others, you'll become most dear to Krishna. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Krishna is there with Radharani, the original goddess of fortune, which means you'll never be bereft of anything. You'll always be rich.
Is it okay to play lottery to get temple?
That's a good question, huh?
Make it for a temple.
Now, gambling, it's... What's the use of gaining the world and losing your soul?
You lose the money for...
Well, it's not a question of only losing the money. It's a question of losing your soul.
Because
you've broken the principles. I mean, like sometimes the devotees become very enamored with this cyber currency.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard about that before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, their devotees are doing that?
Yeah.
Oh. Our kids were doing that. I don't know about it. I mean, this Aparajita was trying to do.
Bitcoin, everything like
Bitcoin,
that.
Bitcoin, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it puts you in a frantic state of mind. You know, it's like playing the stock market. I never played the... Well, actually, one time someone donated to me some stock, because I didn't play the stock market. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that was donated, I was always looking at the... At today, the newspapers are going up. It's going up.
Sell it.
Sell it. Buy more. Sell it. It puts you in a really interesting frame of consciousness. I got bad news for the Bitcoin people. The bad news is the U.S. government is starting to crack down and exact taxes on people who are investing in Bitcoin. Yeah. And ultimately, they may make it illegal because it's a way for drug dealers to get payments. It's a way to avoid paying taxes. You know, the government's... I don't think the government's long-term are going to tolerate it.
Mm.
Because, you bypass the whole monetary system.
Yeah.
And, the government's not getting taxes. I mean, you see what Modi did in India because people were doing number two money. He actually got rid of the currency, basically.
Yeah.
And now he wants to have all... Eventually, his idea is to have all transactions with virtual rupees.
Oh, wow.
That's the... Well, and I think long-term that's going to happen in America, too. And people are using credit cards more than they're using cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In our temple, we get very little in the hundi compared to what we get in the credit card machine.
Yeah.
We have a kiosk.
Oh, yeah.
You kiosk, and they just swipe their cards.
Berkeley has also introduced that.
What's that?
Berkeley Temple has also introduced that.
Yeah.
Credit card.
Yeah, because people don't carry money so much anymore.
You carry a machine.
A machine, yeah. Even the devotees on Sankirtan, they have a little thing that attaches to the phone. It's called a Square app.
We do something like that for the Buddhist tradition.
Yeah.
So sometimes people say we don't have cash, so we say we...
Yeah, and more and more. So anyway, so apart from, what's going to happen, which really doesn't make a difference to me, but, we have to be careful about things that put us in a certain frame of consciousness. When you gamble, when you do speculative things, whether you call it Bitcoin or whatever, it puts the mind in a certain, frame of consciousness, passion. You get into passion. I mean, look what happened to Yudhisthira Maharaj. He was put into, basically he's Dharmaraj, and he was put into passion. And what did he do, Anirudha?
He fought.
No. What did he gamble when he was gambling?
Draupadi.
Yeah, gambled his wife. Can you imagine how much passionate that is? And he was a great pure devotee. You know, phew. Can you imagine? You know, someone gambling your wife. Nilacha, would you gamble Sudharma? if you thought were you going to win money, you know, would you just say?
Temple.
For building the temple. If you thought there was a 50% chance you'd win and you'd get $1 million, $10 million for the temple.
We just made too much debt.
$10 million. Would you put Sudharma in the middle of the gambling match? If you had a coin, okay.
Sudharma would not agree.
If you had heads.
Draupadi didn't agree too.
But she's forced. Heads. Heads, you get the money for the temple. Tails, they get Sudharma. That's showing. Prabhupada said that. Show the danger of gambling. You put you in this frame of consciousness. You think you're going to get something for nothing. I mean, if you go, of course, you've probably been in Las Vegas. I don't know if you've been in the airport there in Las Vegas, but it's filled with these one-armed bandits. They actually call one-armed bandits. And these are machines you put money into, and you pull a lever, and you'll see sometimes people dying because they forget to eat. And so even old ladies, you know, who are just going, you know, putting one coin after the other. And then once in a while, they get like a semi-jackpot. In other words, something comes out.
And they go, wow.
They go, wow, I just got to keep going. You know, they just give them a taste of winning a little bit. And then, and then they spend all the money. In most of the casinos in Las Vegas, they have a notary public there. Because people, many times, they sign over their car. Yeah, because they think, we're going to win. I lost everything. I just got to win it back.
With the car.
You know, that's the whole point is that people think, I just have to win it back. It's an addiction. Actually, they have an organization called Gamblers Anonymous. I don't know if you ever heard about this. You know, these different anonymous organizations where people who have these different addictions, they help each other overcome them, like Narcotics Anonymous, etc.
I have a co-worker, she goes for gambling.
Yeah.
She's like 72 years old, and she's still working, goes for gambling, and then when she goes there, she loses money, like $200-$300, and she comes back,
yeah.
And she tells me the story, I will not go back anymore now, and the next week she's again there.
And she still has to work at 72,
yeah.
Because she's gambling her money away. So the point is, I mean, someone may win, but your consciousness gets like really affected by the mode of passion. We're trying to rise above. Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna. We're trying to rise above the modes of nature. And it's just, you know, they just have to be careful. If we want to be happy, the mode of goodness is where you're materially happy. Mm. And the mode of passion is you're not really happy. You just, you know, you're miserable. And you're just thinking of something in the future is going to make you happy. And the mode of ignorance, you're just sleeping. You know, you're not happy, you're not aware of anything, basically. You're just moment to moment, yeah.
There's that story of when Shyamasundar with Prabhupada in Switzerland, and he said, he told Prabhupada he has a sure thing. Was it gold?
Either gold or diamonds or something, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and they invested in Prabhupada, just got upset with it after a while. He just left. I mean, they did invest something.
They made a bundle.
Yeah, they made a bundle.
But they just sold it in one day or something?
Yeah, when Prabhupada said, let's get out of here. Prabhupada got, you know, didn't want to continue that. But it puts one, you know, puts one in a certain frame of consciousness. You know, you keep looking at the price going up and down. And nowadays, as far as the stock market is concerned, the stocks are manipulated by computer trading more than by human trading. So of cheating processes. I'm gambling. So even if you win, you lose because you become, you know, just it just puts you in a frame of consciousness. You can't be happy.
Well, but the thing is that it is money. Now what happens is, why people do this is because they get more money than they need. And then where to put it? Do you put it in the bank where you make 0.5% interest? Or
yes.
Should you, what should you do then? Or the best thing is spend it on Krishna maybe?
Yeah, spend it on Krishna. Then you get unlimited interest.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That would probably work. We should, so, you know.
I mean, yeah, you put money in the bank, but that's not a problem. But just to speculate.
Oh, yeah, going every day.
With the money, I mean, it's just like, it puts you in a weird frame of consciousness. I mean, I know devotees who do it, and then, you know, some of them are making money. But it's just weird. I wouldn't want to be in that anxiety about, you know, you look at Bitcoin and it just dropped to 50% of what it was the previous day. There's that possibility. I mean, even, you know, even if I were to make money, it's just like too much anxiety. You know, if you're in anxiety, how can you be happy? Thinking about, you know, passion doesn't make you happy. There's that concept. I mean, like, it makes me, you know, any sort of passionate thing, it just puts you in anxiety. You got to work hard and everything.
Yeah, so this, you know, the thing is that people try to save for their kids or whatever, but when Maharaj came, he said, there's no point saving for your kids because if the kids are good, they'll make their own. If they're bad, they'll throw away your money.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually a good point. I agree with that.
Who was it, Prabhupada Maharaj?
But the thing is, you know, Maharaj, this kind of society, we always think, oh, well, we have to give them education or whatever.
Give them education, obviously. I mean, that's a good thing. But it's shown that when a parent leaves a lot of money to the kid, it actually destroys the kid's life. That's why you have, that's why you have some parents who actually just give all the money to charity and let their children, like Bill Gates.
Oh, he gave?
He's going to leave his children very little.
Oh, he did?
Well, yeah.
We have to contact him.
You should go for him.
No, but he has his charity, you know, he's established many different charities. The Gates Foundation, anyway. Yeah.
So Maharaj, like in the today's verse, you were saying that for this Kali Yuga, chanting is the only thing. So basically, if we are not keeping chanting as a first priority after our health, then basically it's a spiritual gamble we are taking. If we are putting our service first and not chanting first.
Well, we won't be happy.
We won't be happy.
We're the ones who are going to suffer. Krishna doesn't suffer. You know, if you want to be happy, chant. Chant, chant, chant.
If you're not happy, then it creates misery in your life.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah, the service comes secondary to the chanting. The chanting is service. One has to be very careful. And sometimes other devotees will ask one to do so much service he won't have time to chant.
Yeah.
And then you have to say, no, no, no. I have to chant. I mean, I'll tell you an interesting story. When I was a young brahmachari in 1923. A long time ago.
No.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
I was 1923, you know how old I would be? I'd be over 100 right now. So when I was a young brahmachari, I was traveling with a sannyasi. This is before I was a sannyasi. And he would just keep me engaged in service all day long without any time to chant. So I had to cheat to be able to chant. So one of the services he had me do was to go shopping for boga. So when I went shopping for boga, I took 2 extra hours to go shopping. And he said, why did you take so long? And I said, traffic was horrible today. And it worked. So I had to lie to protect my. So to protect one's spiritual life, you know, one has to learn how to say no without saying no. You understand?
Traffic.
Yeah, without saying no, you can say no.
Yeah. Say no. Yeah, how to say no? But when you go, like what happens is, if you go weekly programs every day, regular, then people expect that, okay, you will do this or you will do that. You can't say no then, you know? I mean, you have to, Or sometimes you get too late, or whatever.
You don't give people that expectation. You just say, I'm sorry, I'm going to Disney World this week.
But one has to attend the program.
No, I mean, you need a break sometimes. You've got a chance. You know, it's not that you have to do anything. I mean, was it Mityahara Vihara show? That one should be moderate in everything that they do, not be fanatic. You know, first duty is take care of your spiritual life. That means 1 week you're not going to the program. Not many people came to the program last 2 nights.
Yeah, this was lean period. But it gets late, Maharaj. Sometimes it gets so late. It used to be, you know, like you come back and it's already late and whole day you are doing something for the program.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, one has to be practical. Just like I say to the devotees, you got to get me back by a certain time of night, right? I said, I'm coming back, and whether you like it or not, I'll come back myself if you don't take me back. You have to be stubborn. I mean, you really have to be stubborn to protect your own interests, too. I mean,
own interests.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you have to, I'm not talking about selfish interests, I'm just health and Krishna consciousness and having a balanced life and good sadhana. You know, you have to protect that. Okay. Time for...